Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The row over Dáil speaking time is due to be discussed at a meeting of the Dáil Reform Committee later this afternoon. The government is sticking to its plan to give independent TDs who back the government high-profile speaking slots in the chamber each week. Let's get more on this now. We're joined by Sarah McGuinness, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mail, and Pádraig McLoughlin, who is Sinn Féin's chief whip and member of the Dáil Reform Committee, and both join us from our Oireachtas studio. Now, Sarah, we're 6 weeks in here and there's still no agreement. So you might just take us through what the state of play is as of this morning.
Yes, Claire. So as you've mentioned there, no agreement in sight 6 weeks on from when the election of Micheál Martin as Taoiseach was disrupted first, and this kind of row over speaking rights came to the fore. So this resurfaced yesterday in the Dáil. There were heated exchanges between the Taoiseach and the leaders of Sinn Féin and Labour, with Ivana Bacic once more getting in her jibe at Lowry's lackeys, and the fact that this technical group formed by Michael Lowry, who played a key role in government negotiations, want to speak during leaders' questions and priority questions, two very high-profile slots, which the opposition is opposed to, with the argument being that those TDs form the programme for government, therefore they should be sitting on the government benches. Yesterday, the Ceann Comhairle, Verona Murphy, wrote to the Dáil Reform Committee, and she said that there will be a meeting of that committee later today, which will take place at about 4:45. And she has cleared the decks of all other business that might need to be discussed in basically an attempt to solve this row and put it to bed today. Now, whether that will happen, I'm not entirely sure. The government has indicated through its chief whip, Mary Butler, that it's not really going to compromise from its proposal to solve this dispute, which is to have an other speaker's time. But the opposition are saying that that proposal would cut leaders' questions with the Taoiseach from 2 days a week down to one, and with Mary Lou MacDonald saying it's making a mockery of the democratic system, and it's trying to force a position whereby Michael Lowry's group can be afforded speaking time in these very high-profile slots.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mary Butler, in response to that, basically said that a modern parliament is not necessarily always made up of government and opposition, and there are members who can't be readily classified as such. I can't really think of an example whereby that is the case, but she's saying that therefore, standing orders must be evolved to reflect this. Two things that could happen today. The government, who have the majority on the Dáil Reform Committee, could choose to just vote through their proposal, in which case I think Pádraig could probably speak more to this, but it's likely that there will be more disruption in the Dáil, and seemingly that the opposition could act in a similar way to they did the day Micheál Martin was meant to be nominated to Taoiseach and result in the Dáil being suspended.
Mm-hmm.
Or the government could relent. I can't really see where a compromise will be reached between both sides, but if the government, I suppose, relents and accepts Michael Lowry, Barry Heenan and Gillian O'Toole as government TDs, well then that could also bring an end to this today.
Right, but I mean, I said at the beginning that the government is sticking to its proposal, and that's what you've told us as well, and that's what you're hearing. So it would seem that voting through is more likely at this stage, which means that we're back to square one, essentially.
Absolutely, yeah. So, if the government do choose to just ram this through, it would certainly be the easier option for them in the short term, because it would mean that business of the parliament, such as forming very important committees like the Public Accounts Committee, can start to happen. At the moment, the government hasn't been able to form those committees because in order to do so, in order to allocate those jobs, you need to know who's in government and who's in opposition. There is a d'Hondt system there whereby members are elected to these committees by proportion of the strength of their party.
Mm-hmm.
That can't go ahead now. So, you know, while the government is under pressure on things like the Arts Council or spending in public spending across the board, they can't form the Public Accounts Committee until they know who is in government and who is in opposition. So in order to ram this through, they would be able to get on with that business, but the long-term repercussions would be long-lasting, I imagine.
Yeah, so it's already affecting the business of the Oireachtas and what is happening and what is not happening there. You mentioned Verona Murphy, the Ceann Comhairle's letter. What could she do? What could her role be in this at this point?
I think she could just try and force a compromise, but also she can't really bring forward a compromise to the table, as far as I'm aware. She can't, you know, make a suggestion to both sides. So ultimately, she's just going to have to put the pressure on the government and the opposition to either agree to one of their proposals or to just vote this thing through. But really, Fiona Murphy is in kind of a difficult situation because she was nominated by Michael Lowry, who is essentially the de facto leader of the regional independence group. He was the one who nominated her for the position of Ciaran Corla. And whether Simon Harris and Micheál Martin would like to admit it or not, that was a pawn in the agreement of this programme for government. That was one of the top jobs that was seemingly kind of worked into this deal. So she is in quite a difficult position. I think we saw that on December 18th when Taoiseach Micheál Martin was not voted in as the Taoiseach on that day. And, you know, it was a lot of people were saying afterwards, a lot of sources on both government and opposition were kind of saying she was in a very tough situation in that she obviously came from one of these groups and now is up there and expected to act independent. So I don't think that the Ciaran Corla can bring forward a proposal, but she can certainly put the pressure on both sides to try and get something through and bring some sort of resolution to this.
Well, let's hear from Sinn Féin's Pádraig McLoughlin, who's there as well. You've said, Pádraig, that nothing can be ruled out now. So what happens if the government decides to vote through their suggested solution to this? Where does this go then?
Well, today, Claire, we're focused and the opposition are absolutely united. 75 TDs in opposition are absolutely united in opposing this. But we're hoping to find common sense, to find a solution today. And I mean, you know, your listeners will understand that we cannot accept anybody suggesting that Michael Lowry's independents are not government TDs, that are any way can be considered as opposition TDs. Indeed, the Ciaran Corla received independent legal advice adjudicated on this. The government said they accepted her decision. They clearly didn't. They've come back and they've even doubled down, Claire, because they've added in removing half of Taoiseach's questions. So Taoiseach's questions are on Tuesday and Wednesday. That would be halved. Now, these questions are available to government and opposition TDs. They're availed of equally, as far as I can see. They're trying to tell us, for example, on a Tuesday, order of business, who would speak for the political parties or the groups if we challenge the schedule for that week. You know, it's an outrageous power grab and we just cannot accept it in the opposition.
What about what Mary Butler says, as outlined there by Sarah, that, you know, we can't now in the modern day just have opposition and government TDs. There needs to be room for others.
Well, I mean, you know, if you look at parliaments across the world where you have a majority government and, you know, your listeners will know that the programme of government, if you look at the first paragraph, it's an agreement between Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and independents. There was 10 independents who signed up to it. I mean, for example, Claire, the Green Party had 12 TDs in the last Dáil. Six of them were ministers, six of them were backbenchers. Not for one moment did they ever try and attempt to take leaders' questions or priority questions from the opposition. Not once did they try to suggest we are not government TDs. So why should you treat Michael Lowry's independence different from the Green Party? You know, this is an absolute farce.
So what happens then today? What's the plan?
Well, you know, the opposition met yesterday. The opposition will meet, the combined opposition of 75 TDs, we will meet again today to agree an approach. We hope the government will see sense. The meeting's at 4:45. But as we've said, we can rule nothing out. I mean, it cannot be business as usual if they try to ram this through and tell the people of Ireland that Michael Lowry's government TDs are in the opposition.
So what does it mean? Like, it can't be business as usual. What do you want to see happen if the government, as you say, ram this through? What does that look like?
Well, I mean, listeners will understand that in any democracy, there has to be rules of engagement. The opposition have to do our job. You know, we have to hold the government to account in the Dáil, in the Seanad and in the committees. But these buildings that I'm in right now, they cannot function without the cooperation of the opposition. And if the opposition are treated like this, if the Ciaran Corla is treated with contempt, we're treated with contempt, the government ram this through and tell us that black is white when the world outside all knows what is happening here, then, you know, we have to respect ourselves and we have to stand our ground and we have to make it clear you will not get business as usual if you behave like this.
So it'll be the same as what we saw at the beginning of the term?
Well, I mean, that was very, very unsatisfactory. For the week beforehand, the opposition had united. We'd attempted to reach out to Micheál Martin. He'd ignored us. And this is a very important point for listeners. On the Thursday, that was the day after the suspension of the Dáil, on the Thursday morning, Micheál Martin and Simon Harris met with the combined leaders of the opposition. They agreed a formula of words. What they said was standing orders would distinguish between government and opposition. They would reach an agreement acceptable to government and opposition. And they've broken their word. So we are in a situation so not of our making.
So you're not ruling out the what we saw at the start of the term, the shouting and the roaring, and the day when Micheál Martin was due to be nominated as Taoiseach. That's what we could see again.
Well, I mean, that was not a good day for Irish politics. That was entirely at the desk of Micheál Martin, particularly, who negotiated this deal with Michael Lowry, who didn't want to take responsibility.
Well, he said it was a subversion of democracy. But I suppose what I'm asking you is, are you ruling out those scenes being played out again?
Well, I don't think the Irish people, I don't think the Irish people regarded it as subversion of democracy. I think they regarded it as us standing up for democracy and challenging absolute nonsense to try and suggest Michael Lowry and his government TDs who made this programme for government happen, that they are somehow in the opposition. That's madness.
Yeah, you see, we have, you know, these issues around the Arts Council, around the spending, the National Gallery's X-ray machine. All of these matters can't be examined fully because we don't have committees. I mean, there will be people listening to this who will say, just get on with it. Just get the job done.
Well, I think any self-respecting opposition cannot accept this. And to be clear, Claire, I mean, you'll know this. I mean, the Dáil, the Shannon, the committees are very important to the opposition. We want to hold the government to account. We want to do our job effectively. But we cannot be taken for fools. And the Irish people cannot be taken for fools. So we're going to stand and challenge this at every step that we can. And hopefully the government will do what's right and return to normal politics, which is there's a government and the opposition, we hold them to account, they do their job. That's what the Irish people expect.
Yeah, but I mean, the government says that it won't be browbeaten into doing what you want. Is that what you say you're doing, that you're going to browbeat them? I mean, you're essentially saying we'll have a repeat of those scenes again. That's what could be ahead of them if they don't bow to what you're asking.
No, I think the Cann Corlaer, since those scenes, the Cann Corlaer was left in a very difficult situation that day. And since that, the Cann Corlaer had got independent legal advice. And she made a decision, which was that these government TDs are government TDs. They cannot be in an opposition group and avail of leaders' questions and priority questions. That was her decision. Government said they would respect it. They didn't respect it. Indeed, they've doubled down and they've broken a commitment to the opposition they made on the day after the suspension of the Dáil. So, I mean, this is not a situation that we want in the opposition. We want to do our job by the Irish people, but we can't have the Irish people been taken for fools ever.
So fireworks at 4 o'clock.
Yes, sadly. Hopefully common sense might prevail. Hopefully Micheál Martin might say to Michael Lowry, listen, Michael Lowry, I can't see this through. You know, I don't know what power Michael Lowry has over Micheál Martin, but this is absolute madness we're encountering right now.
We'll all be watching and waiting to see what happens. Pádraig McLoughlin from Sinn Féin there, and earlier we heard from Sarah McGuinness from the Irish Daily Mail. Coming up next, Maura Fey reports on a very glitzy night out at the darts.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.